Alright, this is Chris Johnson, and I'm fucking tired of Colin Kaepernick. Not because of his dumb fucking protest, I'm just tired of fucking hearing about him, and I'm tired of turning on the fucking news and watching news conferences with this fucking asshole. Alright, if anybody doesn't fucking know, he's sitting down during the national anthem. And guess what? I don't give a fuck. Who gives a shit? Fuck him. You don't like it? Fuck him. Who cares what this fucking guy does? I don't give a shit why he's doing it. I don't give a shit that he's doing it. I give a shit that I'm hearing about him doing it. You know what I mean? I don't want to fucking hear about this guy protesting whatever the fuck it is he's protesting, because I don't care what he's protesting. It just bothers me that I got to hear everybody's opinion on him protesting. I don't want to see the fucking memes anymore. I don't want to take any phone calls on it anymore. I've been listening to people all goddamn week at the radio station tell me why he's a piece of shit. And I think he's a piece of shit for other reasons. Because I don't like him as a quarterback. And I think he's kind of douchey. You know? I just never liked the guy. I always hated him. He's the quarterback of the San Francisco 49ers. I always liked his team, but not him. And I always fucking hated the Seahawks, but I liked quarterback Russell Wilson. I always wanted them to trade. I wanted Russell Wilson to quarterback the 49ers so I could like the entire team and Colin Kaepernick to just go to Seattle with those assholes that I don't fucking like. But you don't always get everything that you fucking want. Here's another thing that's interesting about Colin Kaepernick. I've been watching this guy. I remember when he was the quarterback in Nevada in college. I watched him the first couple years of the NFL. Always had short hair. Now, he looks like Coffee Black. What the fuck? When did Andre 3000 start playing the part of Colin Kaepernick? Does he play for the fucking 49ers or the Flint Tropics? Jesus Christ, you see that fucking do he's rocking? Holy shit. I keep waiting for Will Ferrell to come out as Jackie Moon and sing Love Me Sexy in the end zone. No? The fuck? Have you seen Semi-Pro? Fuck. No? Alright, how about another reference? Why the fuck does Colin Kaepernick look like Undercover Brother? Anton Jackson? He went from nerd Anton Jackson to full-fledged Undercover Brother. He's going up against the man, Chris Kattan. No? You didn't see Undercover Brother either? Jesus Christ. I gotta fucking do everything here? Would you watch these fucking movies? What, how about that? Jesus Christ. What's another reference? The Great Gazoo? Is that too old? Fucking Flintstones? The Great Gazoo? The guy's got a fucking afro. As a matter of fact, that's the only thing I fucking like about him right now, is that he's rocking that afro. You ever do something, you know, you're in the middle of something, and you don't realize why the fuck you're doing it until you're about 5 minutes into it? I'm sitting on my couch the other day, getting ready to go to one of the jobs, I don't fucking know which, and I had ESPN on, and they were having a press conference with Kaepernick, and I watched like 4 minutes of it before I realized I'm watching a press conference with Colin Kaepernick. Like, what the fuck am I doing? I don't give a shit. What do I care what he has to fucking say? I don't care. I did care about one thing, though. He did say something that was just infuriating to me. It was when he blamed the media for taking the shit that he says out of context, taking his quote out of context, taking his protest out of context. Oh, my God. That bothers me to no fucking end. I've worked in radio for 10 years, and the amount of people that deserve to be kicked in the fucking dick for blaming the media for everything, everything that fucking happens, everything that they fucking say. You fucking Hillary's it, people do it. If we can go political, Trump's people do it. It's fucking pathetic. I get tired of it. We blame the media for everything. And Colin Kaepernick is blaming the media for his misunderstanding his protest. Nobody's misunderstanding your protest, you fucking moron. All they did was print what you said in the fucking paper and comment on it. How the fuck is that taken out of context? They took your words, they wrote them down, and they put them in the fucking newspaper and on the internet, and people read them and formed their own opinion, and now your dumb fucking ass is on my television telling me that I took it out of context. I have cognitive thought. I have the ability to comprehend sentences and sentence structure, and I read what you fucking wrote just like everybody else did, and I know why you're protesting. They don't dislike you because of why you're protesting. They dislike you because they think you're a dick. That's why. They think you're a dick. That's why they don't like you. You know what else pisses me off about this protest, or whatever the fuck you want to call it, you know, sitting down there in the national anthem, is at the station this week, some dumb fucking idiot Facebook poster or fucking caller, I don't remember which, it doesn't matter. Same shit, right? And this one piece of shit's like, well, you know, everybody's talking about it now, so his message is getting out. No, it's not, you dumb fuck. His message isn't getting out because we're talking about him, not the fucking issue, you dipshit. Fucking Christ. God damn it. People are so fucking stupid. Oh, and this was my first Wednesday podcast. This is one that we send to the Smithsonian. Do they still do that shit? Well, they should do it now. The Twitter handle, you say? @JohnsonHateYou.